Pshatim. Hare you remember the Pasuk says, Tispalacho, count for yourself. So it means, Svira Tliyra Bezdin. It has to be a Svira of Tali and Bezdin, meaning it's Tali in the day of the month. Like we know on Tes Zayin Benisin, that's when you start counting. Yotus, a Shabbos Bereshis, Shesvirasa B'chol Adam. But we cannot start counting from the first day of the week, from a Sunday, because the Sunday, the days of the week, that's given to everybody. So that's the pshat, how we know clearly the Svira has to start on Tes Zayin Benisin, and not on Sunday. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Mimochros HaShabbos means Mimochros Yom Tov, it means the day after Yom Tov, the second day of Pesach. That's when we start counting the Svira Seimer. You're old enough, Samech Vov now. Toimi, you're telling me, Mimochros Yom Tov, it means the second day after Yom Tov. Maybe not the way of Mimochros Shabbos Bereshis, maybe that means the first Sunday. As a matter, I'll tell you, V'chinema Mimochros HaShabbos, Shevetech HaPesach, to the same Mimochros HaShabbos, the middle of Pesach, the Pasuk does not say clearly Mimochros HaShabbos of Pesach. If the word said Mimochros HaShabbos of Pesach, then he could tell me it means the first Sunday of Pesach. The Pasuk only says Mimochros HaShabbos, so there are plenty of Shabbosim throughout the whole year. There are 52 Shabbosim, so we're not going to know which one it means. Say about the case of Shabbos, which Shabbos does it mean? So rather, that's the Sforah to say, when the Pasuk says to Mimochros HaShabbos, it does not mean Shabbos, but rather it means Yom Tov. So it means to say, Mimochros HaYom Tov means to say, the first day after Chag HaPesach, the second day of Pesach, that's the Minchas Omer. For Yoit, secondly, Nemr Shabbos Lamata, V'Nemr Shabbos Lamala. It's a Shabbos by Shavuos, and it's a Shabbos by Pesach Omer. Mal halang regal tchilas regal, Shavuos is the beginning of the regal, is afkan regal tchilas regal, here also means you start counting from the beginning of Pesach, meaning the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Aymer, Kosta Dachrem, the one Pasuk says, Sheshesh Yomim, Teyocho Matzah, is you should eat Matzah for 6 days. For Kosta Dachrem, the one Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim, Matzah, is Teyocho, you should eat Matzah for 7 days. Okay, so how do you have the two? So matzah shiat yochl yochlo shiva min hachodesh at yochl yochlo shisha min hachodesh. In other words, sometimes you can have chodesh, you don't have the old crop, you only have the new year's crop. So when is it mutar to eat it? Only from the second day of Pesach. That's when the yom is brought. So that year you could only eat matzah for 6 days, not for 7 days. So that's a raya that when does this? When is Sfira Seina? When is the mincha Seina brought? On the second day of Pesach. So for sure you could always eat matzah at least for 6 days. Miyoyim havi, and the Pasuk says, Miyoyim havi yechem tisbru, that the day you bring it, you start counting. Yochel, I would have thought to say, yiktsor v'yovi, you should cut it down on the second day of Pesach and bring it. But v'yayim mitzayish yirtsa yisper, whenever you want, you start counting even later. Talmudim, and the Pasuk says, mehochel chermesh bakama tochel yisper. That means start counting it as soon as you start cutting it down. The same time you cut it down, that's when you're supposed to start counting the Svira Seina. Rashi says, Tamloima mehochel chermesh means mashma liacha ktsira. After you cut down the yomer, you cut down the barley, the koidim havo, before you bring it the next day, is tochel isra. That's when you start counting like we do. We start counting the Svira Seina the night of the second day of Pesach. So Marius, is from this pasuk, I mehochel chemesh tochel lispor. From this pasuk, Yochai was thought to say, yiktsor v'yispor, and echnami, you should cut it down in the beginning of the night. The yispor start counting then. But the yemitzai sheyir tziyovim, whenever you want, you can be makuv them in chesayna. Tam lem, the pasuk says no, miyayim haviyachem, that you have to bring it that day. Rashi says, demash malay huchshro svirela mishagia yoyim havo, that day you have to bring it. That's the day you can start counting Svira Seina, because that's the day you could bring it. So mashma, the Mincha Seim itself has to be brought on the second day of Pesach. Now, if in this Pasuk, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yiksar, true, you should cut it down, the Yispar, you start counting, V'yava B'yayim, you should do everything B'yayim. Rashi says, maybe all three of them have to be done first by daytime. You have to wait till the day of Tes Zayin Benisin, and then make the Ksira, then make the Svira, then make the Avor. So Mor says, no, Tam Loim, the Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosais Tamimas Tiyenu, that you have to count 7 weeks of Svira. is Amos say atamoitzi sheva shabbos tmimois. How are you going to have that? How are you going to have tmimois? How are you going to have 7 full weeks? Bizman shatomaschel limnois miberov. When you start counting the berav, you have to start counting at the beginning of the night. That's called tmimos. It's called you counted a full 49 days. If so, Yachal, I would have thought the same may be yiktzor v'yovi v'yispav alaylo. If so, do all three at night. The night of Tes Zayin Benisen, Moitzoi Yontev, Moitzoi Pesach, right then make the ktsira, make the svira, and maybe bring the korban also, bring the minchadan also. Talmud Leima, this now the pasuk says, miyoyim haviyachem. It has to be done by daytime. There's a day to bring it. If so, okay, so how do you have all these halachas? Okay, so how does it all come out? So it's like this. Ktsira usvira balaylo. You have to cut the barley down and you have to count the svira same at night time right away. But we have vod b'yayim, when do you actually bring the mincha? That's for us the next day. Now, Omar Rava Rava says, kulis lupircho. All the drushas we had before, how to learn out clearly, not like the Baisusim, to tell us that you start counting svira same from the second day of Pesach and not from Sunday, all the rise you had before really clears questions on. Bar mitati tanoi basraisa, excluding only the last two tanoim, on those pshatim, there's no questions. Rashi says, and that's the viyoid, the Reb Yosi, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar. He explains why. Beim means was brought down the first brisa and the second brisa. On those two, the last lo pircha. There's no pirchas. But all the rest of them, there's pirchas. Why? Maybe it means like Abaye the Psukim. The Amr Abaye says, the apostle says, Sheva Shabbos says, how do you have right to say that? It doesn't always start at the beginning of the week. It starts sometimes in the middle of the week. So where says no? Who says that's the Pshat? It could be like Abaye holds, like we do Lamaisa. And when we count the Svira, there's a mitzvah to count both. There's a mitzvah to count every single day. And when you finish a week, you have to say, this is a week. And the second week, you still count also the day and then how many weeks it are. So the mitzvah count both the days and the weeks. That's why the pasuk says, Tisbro Chamishim Yoim and Sheva Shabbos. Now, even the Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, Mimai, who told you, the Biyom Tov Rishon Koy, who says going on the first day of Pesach, Duma Biyom Tov Achron Koy, maybe it's going on the last day of Pesach. So there are two Yom Tovim of Pesach, the first day and the seventh day. So maybe it's going on the seventh day. You have the Raya, Sphere Sam has to be the second day of Pesach. Now, the Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Seira, less Lupircha. On them there's no kashis. Because even with Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, have I mean, I would have thought to say, Doma Chamishan Labar Mehanishisho. Maybe that's what the Pasuk always says, 50. Are you risking sometimes it's 56? So Pasuk means 50, excluding those 6. And the Pasuk only means 50 whenever you start counting the Yomer. Not from the beginning of Pesach, but whenever you start counting Labar from those Shisha, excluding those 6 days, so that wouldn't be good proof. And even with Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Seira, Mimai de Biyom Tov Rishon Koy. Again, who's talking about the first day of Pesach? Dilma made a Biyom Tov Achron Koy. We're going on the last day of Pesach. So again, there's no proof. We have Yosi Nami. Chozen Le Pircha. Yosi also has to throw a question on what he said. Vayno, therefore the Koma, therefore he said V'yoyed. Therefore he said a second shot. So it says, Nemur Shabbos Lamata, Nemur Shabbos Lamala. That was the drush. It means a Tchilas for Regal. Good for what we said before. Omer Abaye. Abaye says, Mitzvah l'mimni yoymei, or mitzvah l'mimni shavuah. There's a mitzvah to count both by sphere same like we do. We count the day. No. But the Gemara says though, but Rabbanan de Rabashi, the Rabbanan de Rabashi also, mani yoymei mani shavuah, they also used to count the days and count the weeks. But Ameimar mani yoymei v'lemani shavuah. Ameimar only counted the days and did not count the weeks. Omri said like this, Zeichel l'mikdashu. That the week counts sphere same today is only mid Rabbanan. It's only a zeicher for the way it used to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. Does he hold it's only when you actually bring the korban oimah? That's when you have to count. But today he holds it's only midrabbanan. Therefore, you only have to count the day and not the week. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. The nice we know it's a machlokes at a paskin whether the zman hazeh sphira oimah is the reiser only midrabbanan. Therefore, the nice we do is we count both. We count the days and we count the weeks. Now the Mishnah says, Kitzaruhu v'nasnuhu bakupais. After they got finished cutting down the barley, when it was still in the stalk forms, then they put it into the big baskets. Have yuli azora. They bring this basket into the chotzer of the Beis Hamikdash. And over there, hoye mahavavin oisei bor. They used to like roast it in fire. They used to roast the stalks in fire. Kedei lekayim ba mitzvahs koli. To mekayim the mitzvah of koli. As the pasuk says, v'imtak v'michas v'hashem obev kolu beish. It should be roasted in fire. To say, v'konim u'v'klichos choyftin. Means when it's still in the stalks. They used to like hit the stalks, they used to beat up the stalks like. That's called choyftin. They would hit it, I say. Kedesh lo yismoyach. But they would use soft things, soft kanim, in order not to crush the barley itself, just to get the barley out of its stalks. Then nosnu li'avuf, they put it into this big kli called the avuf, and in that the avuf hoyimanuka, this avuf used to have holes around it, kadeshi or shalot pekulay, that they were roasted in this avuf. They were not roasted in the stalks. Again, according to Chachamim, they would hit it with these soft reeds to get it out of its stalks, and they would roast it just the barley itself. Then shotchu biazor. If they got finished roasting it, then they would like throw it out, spread it out in the azaro. V'aruach v'nashavas boy, and the wind would come like to blow on it to cool it off. Then osnu l'rechaim shagroises. They put it into the rechaim, into the grinder of groises that they used to use for big beans. They used to put this into that type of a grinder. V'yotziu m'menu isaron. After grinding it up plenty of times, then finally they would have an isaron. 1/10 of it would be fine. Or barley flour. Shumanupa mishloshi esrenapa. They used to sift it down in 13 different sifters. V'yashar, what do they do with the leftover? Again, let's say they cut down 3 soyim. So 3 soyim is like an apha. So all they need is just 1/10 of it. So 9/10, what do they do with the leftover 9/10? What do they do with that? V'yashar, niftu, it was hegdish, but you had to be paid with now. And therefore, v'nechal l'chaladim, anybody could eat it. And because after they redeemed it, anybody could eat it. But it's chayim b'chala. You take this dough now, you take this flour and you make it into a dough, so b'shal gilgul, now it's chulin, therefore it's chayim b'chala. But a potem in a maisres, because maisres is totally b'shal miruach, at that time it belonged to Hegdish, therefore it's potem in a maisres. Rabbi Akiva holds, mechayiv b'chala v'maisres. He says, no, it's chayiv both in chala, this bali, and who are the Nemaisis also? Now we'll see in the Gemara why. The question is, why is the Chayiv and Maisris out of the Chur B'Shas Miruach? When it was finished, it belonged to Hegdish. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Akiva holds that you're not Magdish, only what you need. We're only Magdish to Chetchila, 1/10 of it. And the other 9/10, the Pshad, was never Hegdish. Since it was never Hegdish, therefore it's Chayiv and Maisa. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan went like this. Ovuv, ze oviv. When the Pasuk says Oviv, Rashi says it means Kleima Reishis Ketzir. When the Pasuk says Oviv, it means the first cutting down. It means the fresh growth. Kolodesh. Then it says roasted in fire. Malam, it comes to teach us Shor Yisrael Mahavavin Oisavesh, that the way you're supposed to bring the Omer is you're supposed to first Klal Yisrael, supposed to roast it in fire. Kedei Lakayim Bar Mitzvos Koli. Different Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. That used to roast it when it was still in the stalks. The Chomer and the Chomer say no.